Good evening, good moed, everybody. This happens, we get the shaila every few years. So I got the first one already today. I'm sure I'll get a couple more over the next couple of days. So I figured we'd talk about this. Apparently, it's supposed to be a nor'easter coming over the next few days. I don't know if that's really going to happen or not going to happen, but okay. So someone said to me, so should we, when that happens, when the wind is going to come, should people take down their sukkah out of fear that... I'm sure at some point this comes up next. Always I'll get on the chats somewhere if people start talking about this question. So if we get ahead of it. So should people take down their sukkah because it's going to become dangerous? So the mission sukkah and daf mem ches amar alef, which says that a person who's finished with their sukkah on the last day of Sukkot should not take the sukkah down. Nevertheless, it says you can take out the kelim inside, the pillows, etc. And the assumption of the Gemara is, of course, that the next day should be netzeres. So a person's not sitting in the sukkah because they're living in Eretz Yisrael. That's the assumption. So the question is why? What's wrong with this? End of the day, last day, Erev Shemini Atzeres. I don't need this sukkah anyways. I want to use my kids want to use the backyard, whatever. Maybe I should be able to take it down. So Rashi says, because whatever time you take it down on the seventh day, you still need it the rest of that day, right? You still need the rest of that day, and certainly it's a kal v'chomer for us in Chutz La'aretz that we need it the next day, right? As we always say, those who have very strong Hasidic roots, notwithstanding, everybody else. Should be sitting in the sukkah, like it says in the Gemara, on the next day. So that's one reason. So one reason is Rashi. There's other reasons also. Second is it's a malacha question, right? On Chol HaMoed, it's a malacha. Is that Mishnah Malacha Terais? Is it the Rabbanan? It's a malacha on Chol HaMoed. We have all kinds of reasons, things that we're allowed that allow us to do normal things. It's Tzarech HaMoed, etc., that allow us to do certain things on Chol HaMoed. But fundamentally, there's an Isha Malacha on Chol HaMoed. And one of the malachas is Soser. You can't just knock things down. You can't take something that's a building and knock it down, destroy it. That's forbidden to do on the Chol HaMoed. If a person, had a wall in their house, they need to knock down because they want to, they're expanding part of their house. So that'd be usher to do on Chol HaMoed. You can't do that on Chol HaMoed. So certainly the same thing would be true if I'm going to knock down or take down a sukkah, take a structure that's up and take it down. Would be if I ask you to take down a sukkah on Shabbos. Say, of course I can't do that, right? So Malach of Soser. Same exact thing. You can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed if you need one. You go somewhere, there's no sukkah. So you need to build a sukkah, so you can send a sukkah. That's permissible. Why? It's a Tzarech HaMoed. But to take down a sukkah, it's certainly not a Tzarech HaMoed. But what about when there exists some type of danger in leaving the sukkah up? So Shulchan Aruch writes, in a case where there's a wall, that not a wall of a sukkah, stam a wall, that could fall down and hurt somebody. So there we say a person's allowed to do what they need to do. Take care of that wall because it shouldn't chalila fall down and harm someone. That's permissible. To do stira, I had to apply, certainly on Chol HaMoed, maybe even the other days. But seeming that would apply to a sukkah, that could become a projectile, let's say, in a hurricane. Right, and could end up hurting somebody. There were stories many years ago. Sukkahs, flying down the street, etc. That would really be dangerous. But what if there's no danger and you're just nervous about losing money? So I'm not going to run. Right, that case of the wall is only true if it's dangerous. If it's a nervous person to lose money, that's not a reason to allow soser on Chol HaMoed. So the Achronim discussed some of these shalas. So the Shalom Eishiv writes that it's forbidden to take down a sukkah unless there's a mamish danger involved. Shmuel Kamenetsky also writes the same thing in Kovetz Halachos. And the Tzitz Eliezer was asked about a person taking schach off of a sukkah in order to use it on another sukkah. So he says he's going somewhere. He won't have schach in the new place. Can I take the schach off this sukkah, which is going to be making this sukkah puzzle, right? In order to take it now and use it in another place. So he argues that, I want to build a sukkah on a tiyul. But if I'm going to build it in whatever place I'm going to, I'm then going to have to take it apart. I want to take it back with me. Right? Is that permissible? So he says, you see from Rashi, that the mission in sukkah is not an issue of an objective issur of taking it down, he says. Because at the end of the day, if Rashi thought it was a malacha issue, he'd say that. What does Rashi say? Oh, you can't take it down because you need it the rest of the day. Just tell me it's a malacha of soser. The fact that Rashi doesn't say that, you see, it's not fundamentally usur maybe. So he thinks in these cases of, a person wants to build a sukkah somewhere, if they have a sukkah where they go, and they'll have to take it down. There's pop-up sukkahs people, right, build. That would be mutter. And even if you have to take it down, because again, the whole thing's a Tzarech HaMoed, it'd really be permissible. So he was making in those cases. So Shechter writes, Shechter's argued that when we're talking about winds, I don't know how he got this answer, winds above 40 miles an hour. So that's already, you start to get nervous. The sukkah could fall down, could hurt somebody, etc. But anything less than that, he wasn't worried about. We had this shaila like 10 years ago. There was some type of a potential hurricane, tropical storm that was coming. And we had a meeting. There was a meeting with the rabbis and the police department, etc. And they said that number, actually, 40 miles an hour. If your concerns are winds above 40 miles an hour, then you really should tell people to take the sukkahs down. But less than that, they didn't require that. And it was less than that, so we didn't do that. The reports I saw recently, 15 miles an hour. Someone said they saw 20 miles an hour. I don't know what it's going to be. We'll find out. If it becomes a real concern, a real, very, very windy, it's really dangerous, of course. We'll tell people to take them down. But until then, we should assume that you leave your sukkah up. You can put some 1x4s, 2x4s on top of your sukkah if you want to keep them secure. But otherwise, you should leave your sukkah up. If it comes a scenario where it's that dangerous, we'll make sure to send out an announcement. No one should worry. We'll get it out there. But until then, you should leave your sukkah up and use it as much as possible through the rest of Yom Tov.